Joel here at WDEV on the afternoon news service. And right now we have Kyle on the line from Sticks and Stuff. Find everything you need for your building or remodeling project. Whatever your home improvement project calls for, you can reach out to Sticks and Stuff to find the perfect building products, great advice, and great material. And there has to be one near you with their six locations in St. Albans, Enosburg, Middlesex, Derby, Swanton, and Rouse's Point. Good afternoon, Kyle.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Can you tell us what the latest developments are and what we will be talking about this afternoon at Sticks and Stuff? I know that as winter approaches, people are trying to get a number of projects done before the snow flies, and, of course, Sticks and Stuff is always there to help folks.
Absolutely. So my staff and myself have been working diligently to swap over some of the end caps and promotional stuff right when people walk in the door, so we're doing a lot. Driveway markers. Warmer gloves have been a really popular one. There's a lot of guys that are coming in, stocking up on those. Of course, everyone is talking about the upcoming rifle season. So people are getting portable propane heaters for their deer blinds and things like that. But people are putting up snow fences and marking their driveways and saying, you know, it's a lot easier to do it now when the ground is still thawed than go out there in January and try to mark it when everything's frozen. So a lot of the changing of the guard and swapping of the seasons, so all that stuff, snow shovels, ice scrapers, gloves, hats, all that is coming out of storage for sure.
Boy, I tell you, you hit the nail on the head thinking about marking the driveway, and you just popped that into my mind, and I was very late last year in doing that, and a well-positioned snow fence can make all the difference in the world if we get a bit more of a winter than what we have in the past couple of years, and we kind of expect that this year. Sticks and Stuff with six locations, and still a lot of indoor remodeling taking place, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Painting and interior trim definitely haven't slowed down. I know we've been really busy down in the kitchen and bath and flooring mm-hmm. department. A lot of people are working on those projects. Of course, once the snow flies, people will really start doing those indoor projects if they're caught up on their outside stuff. Obviously, you're not going to be doing a lot of exterior painting and caulking, so maybe you want to put a new floor in your bathroom during the winter. But, yeah, swing in and ask us your questions, and if you've got some ideas, just bounce them off of us.
Yep, and, you know, what's really interesting is, of course, you're building suppliers for every skill level, from professional contractors who know exactly what they need to the do-it-yourselfers who will come to you for those questions, and that's where we really appreciate the expertise and the way you can steer them to do it right at the best possible price and feel the satisfaction of getting a job done and getting it done right. You have a really interesting website that explains an awful lot of what you're about. And, you know, if people want to check in first, it's sticksandstuff.com. And, you know, you might want to do that. Plus, you can find the precise locations of all six locations. I know St. Albans, Enosburg, Middlesex, Derby, Swanton, as well as Grouse's Point, New York, always there to serve you in the best ways. By telephone, what's the best way for someone to make a contact to the Sticks and Stuff company?
Yeah, so normally I tell people to either go through our Facebook page or online because that has the most up-to-date current information on our local phone numbers. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if you go online to sticksandstuff.com and click on the location that's closest to you, the right contact information will come up.
Okay, and, of course, the Facebook page. I neglected to mention that. I have to check that out myself. Well, always great talking to you. Anything I neglected to ask that you'd like to bring up this time?
Nope, we should be good. Just put the bug in everybody's ear that the Milwaukee heated gear is back. So we've got heated coats, heated sweatshirts, and people have been looking at those pretty hot and heavy. Normally, once the first heavy frost hits, those don't last long.
Yeah, when you're dealing with these 47-degree days and everything, it may not be the first thing that crosses your mind, but wait till it hits like, you know, 8 or 9 below zero. People will be very happy that they check this out in advance. Another great service of Sticks and Stuff. Kyle, my best to you and the whole crew, and we will talk again.
All right, everybody hang in there. Don't turn that heat on yet.
No, not quite yet. Not quite yet, but soon.